Okay, let's go. So, hello, my name is Brother Max Nguyen. I'm a Legionary of Christ brother, and I'm going to be joining you as a chaperone for this World Youth Day pilgrimage. And I'm just going to introduce you to the patrons for this World Youth Day. Patrons, maybe you thought there was only one, but in fact, there's 13. So hold on to your hats. It's enough to field a soccer team and have a couple subs. So maybe, you know, the Portuguese and Pope Francis were kind of influenced by soccer or something. No, I mean, I think actually it's for the sake of variety that we can all find someone to relate to and really learn from. So this is going to be a kind of quick list. I'm going to explain why they're a patron of World Youth Day and what they were known for. So try to keep that straight. Why and what? And maybe you want to go deeper into one of these and kind of really take them along as your friend for this pilgrimage and really learn from them. And they'll be accompanying us. So that's a great thing about the saints. So to go through these 13 patrons really quick, remember why and what. So the first one is St. John Paul II, right? Pope St. John Paul II. Why is he the patron of World Youth Day? He created it. Duh. So I guess that's good enough reason to be a patron. But what was he known for? Hopefully you already know. Great Pope, very holy, model of holiness. And on top of that, helped to bring down communism, reform, kind of, or bring in many of the changes of Vatican II, kind of helped bring about that newness in the church, or at least, yeah, be a big piece in that. And then as well, right, he was one who established the Code of Canon Law as it is today, and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So big heavy hitter for the Catholic Church right there, and of course for patron of World Youth Day, right? He created World Youth Day. Next we have Saint John Bosco. Why is he a patron? I think it's because he's the kind of educator and formator of youth, right? He's a saint who's a great educator and formator. He started oratories, orphanages, specifically for boys, but then started religious orders for men and women that continued his work, right? The Salesians. He was a great mentor, right? Known for being the mentor of St. Dominic Savio. And I think that's something that, yeah, if you find yourself in a position where you're guiding other youth, maybe a great saint to look to. Right, so John Paul II, obviously Polish, St. John Bosco, Italian. Then we have the patron of Portugal, right? So patron of World Youth Day, but also because he's the patron of Portugal and specifically of Lisbon, I think. And that's St. Vincent of Saragossa. So he is was a deacon and martyr in the early 4th century and is actually Spanish, but was adopted by the Portuguese to be their patron. I think actually in the 12th century, they stole most of his body from Spain, or stole or moved most of his body from Spain to Portugal, where he rests to this day, I believe. And he was known for being firm in his faith. He was tortured, martyred, but still firm in his faith, and that must be something that those in Lisbon and Portugal really looked to as a model of holiness and right strength in their faith. Next, we have St. Anthony of Padua, right? So you might think he's Italian, but actually he was originally from Lisbon, right? Ended up in Italy, was known for being a great preacher and as well, right, finder of lost things, right? His patron saint of lost things. And as we all know, the prayer, I think, Tony, look around. Hopefully we won't have to use that prayer too much during World Youth Day. Maybe he'll look out for us so that we don't lose things. That'd be great. So he as well, right, was a missionary and great preacher, iconic figure from Lisbon, ended up as a great preacher in Italy. Next we have St. Bartholomew of the Martyrs. He was an intellectual from Lisbon, participated heavily in the Council of Trent. So also heavy hitter there in the Council of Trent, valued theological opinion, and as well produced many catechetical materials for his time. So a great intellectual kind of catechist in a way. Was a Dominican. So kind of intellectual saint from Lisbon. I think that's why he's a patron and known for kind of that great legacy of participating in the council and helping develop the faith, right? So next we have Saint John de Brito, and he was as well a missionary from Lisbon and a martyr. He was kind of the Portuguese Francis Xavier, right, so to speak. He went to India, fun fact, was a vegan, I think, most of his life, and was finally martyred for standing up for the sacrament of marriage. He spoke out and I believe convinced one of the royalty away from polygamy, and as a result incurred the wrath of other royalty, who then martyred him and others, I believe, for standing up for marriage as between one man and one woman. And he was as well a Jesuit, religious, and yeah, great missionary and martyr. Next, so those were all the saints. Now we have the blesseds, the beatified, who are the patrons of World Youth Day as well. And first on that list is Blessed Joanna of Portugal. She was Portuguese royalty. She was a princess, wanted to be a nun, and maybe was for like a short amount of time. But in the end, her court duties and her father did not permit her to follow that vocation. So I don't know, maybe it meant that God was calling her somewhere else, and she lived a holy life there in the court among her duties there to her family and her kingdom. So became a great example of holiness in a lay state of life. Pretty amazing. Next, we have Blessed Joao Fernandez. Tricky to find information about him, but another blessed who was a missionary and explorer to Brazil, I think. And he was a martyr on the way and never actually made it to Brazil. So interesting saint as well, kind of thought he was going on a mission to somewhere and in fact never made it. But from Lisbon, great saint, witness the holy way of life, even when God throws you a curveball, you know? Okay, next we have Blessed Maria Clara of the Child Jesus. Why is she the patron of World Youth Day? A patron? Well, she was an aristocrat and foundress of a religious order from Lisbon. And she's known for being the foundress of nuns in Portugal, even during an anti-religious time. So standing up for the Catholic Church in the midst of persecution in Lisbon. Founded a religious order there, right? Next we have Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, right? So these are the last four. And these last four were not Portuguese, but are great examples of holiness. And I think that's why they were chosen. And specifically are kind of more recent, I think. So, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati was Italian. I think most of us know about him already, but maybe we don't know his complete story. We can look that up. But as well, a specific example of sanctity in society. And he, you know, showed particular care for the poor. He used his skills, his social prowess, his athleticism to reach out to others. And yeah, wasn't afraid to go out and help people. You know, even using his own finances, time, etc., to care for others. So, extraordinary example of sanctity in society. Next, we have Blessed Marcel Callo. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Blessed Marcel Callo was French, and an example of sanctity in imprisonment. So he was working for a Catholic organization in France, helped many refugees, poor people during the time of World War II, and was eventually imprisoned in one of the concentration camps for being too Catholic, basically. I think that's what someone actually told him. It was because he was too Catholic and caused, right, kind of unrest to those who were taking over at that time. And eventually he died in imprisonment. So great example of sanctity even in imprisonment and difficult times, right? And then the final two, Blessed Chiara Badano. And she was an example of sanctity in suffering. So actually these last two were both examples, extraordinary examples of sanctity in suffering. And that's Blessed Chiara and Blessed Carlo Acutis. Both of them Italian saints, right? Blessed Chiara was a lay member of the Focolare movement. And she suffered and died with a lot of pain from bone cancer, special patience and holiness, even in, personal difficulty, right? Even in this great sickness that eventually took her life. A teenager, right? Died at 18. And right, great, great witness of holiness and suffering. And then finally, Blessed Carlo Acutis. He died when he was 15. As well, he offered his suffering, right, for the Pope and the Church, known especially for loving computers and cataloging Eucharistic miracles on a website, which I think still is up and running today. They kept it up and running. You can look that up. Fact check me on that. But even, with his love for computers, also finding time to reach out to others and, care for the poor and evangelize. So, as well, a great example of sanctity and suffering, passing away from leukemia. Great. So that was the quick run through of those 13 saints, patrons of World Youth Day. Hopefully you found one that you can really kind of latch onto, really learn from, be close to during this pilgrimage. And if you want another quick explanation, you can go to www.lisboa2023.org. And there's kind of a description there, or go to Wikipedia or something and look up more on them. This video is kind of just the introduction. Hopefully I kept it short enough. Great. So quick motivation. Last thing I'm going to say is kind of why the church has saints, right? Why choose patron saints for World Youth Day or for anything for that matter? Why have the saints? And I just want to remind us, go back to what the church says, right? This is referenced in the catechism, but ultimately goes back to Lumen Gentium, document from Vatican II. It's easy for us to come up with a quick answer, which is, for their example, obviously. And that's true. That's one of the main reasons why. But there's a couple other reasons, and it's listed clearly in Lumen Gentium as, example in their way of life, fellowship in their communion, and aid by their intercession. So remember that it's the example, right, that we look to follow. But more than just that, it's the real communion of the saints that we experience, right, the church militant with the church triumphant. And like, that's something more real than just following the example. Like you could follow the example of, your sports idol or someone that you really look up to. But even that, it's not the same as the close link that we have as one church with the saints in heaven. So we're really bound by the bond of charity. And as part of the one body in Christ, we are really part of them, and they draw us up closer to God. And it clarifies, this in no way weakens the church, right? We don't bring the saints down. That's impossible. They can only bring us up, right? So they elevate us. It says, let me state it here, right? For just as Christian communion among wayfarers brings us closer to Christ, so our companionship with the saints joins us to Christ, from whom, as from its fountain and head, issues every grace and the very life of the people of God, right? So there's, in other words, they're so close to Christ that they draw us closer to him as well, because we're so, right, we're in the same communion. So important. Example is important, but also the real connection that we have to the saints through, right, their intercession. So ask for their help and, fellowship in communion. Think of them as companions along the way. And finally, just interesting comment that caught my eye as well in Lumen Gentium is, it says, "Let them therefore teach the faithful that the authentic cult of the saints consists not so much in the multiplying of external acts, but rather in the greater intensity of our love, whereby, for our own greater good and that of the whole church, we seek from the saints example and their way of life, fellowship in their communion, and aid by their intercession." Right? So that last part is what I quoted earlier. But it specifies it's not just about multiplying acts, right? Or like doing everything those saints did literally, right? But learning how to love from them, growing in our intensity of love like they did. So hope that helps. I think it's a great example that all those saints give us. I'm really excited to be joining this pilgrimage with you, and I'll be praying for you and look forward to seeing you soon. And God bless you. To all those listening in podcast form, right? This was a video made for a kind of specific audience. It was made for those joining me on a pilgrimage to World Youth Day, or rather I'm joining them. But I thought I was going to put it out here as well as a podcast just to explain a little bit the patrons of World Youth Day. And even if you can't go in person, maybe you can follow online or on TV or whatever, wherever it's televised. And you can also appreciate the saints that the church gives us to learn from, and in a special way that the Holy Father has kind of spotlighted for the youth during this time of the year. So keep going strong. Hope you can learn from these saints. And God bless you. Look forward to hearing from you and seeing some of you soon. God bless you.